From the hills of West Virginia to the high rises of Chicago. For over 30 years, Dan Frio has mastered the real estate market as one of the country's premier mortgage advisors. Dan is now sharing his experience and knowledge with the AM 560 audience. So sit back and learn how Dan has helped his clients manage the ups and downs of the real estate market across the country. Now, here's the host of the Mortgage Update, Dan Frio.
Oh boy, we have a great show lined up today for you. My name is Dan Frio, the Mortgage Update. If you have any mortgage questions, please give me a call. But the show isn't about mortgages. There's a small little caption about mortgages. That's a segment a couple down. And we talk about it for about 5 minutes on what's going on with rates and other things. If you have home questions, refinance, buy, whatever, call us. But the show, I want to make it educational to you, informative. What's in it for you? So today we're going to talk to Dave Ablin. He's a partner at HomeSmart Connect. He's a realtor that serves the Chicagoland area. Then we're going to go into the mortgage news for the week and the upcoming week, what people should look for. I have a lot of followings on this with realtors and mortgage advisors. If you're educated enough, you can stand out above the rest when you're talking to clients, and you have a little more information than the other person. So that maybe will set you up above the rest. Then we're going to talk about, unfortunately, we're going to talk about the Bears.
Now.
And then we're going to conclude with a credit hack. But right now in the show, if you listen to AM 560 WIND in Chicago, you know Tom Mirabelli. Tom has helped thousands of people save money on what they called, and I guess they still call it, the Affordable Care Act.
I don't know what's affordable about it.
Jeez, and we're going to talk about that. So welcome, Tom.
Thanks for coming in.
Tell everybody who doesn't know you who you are, what you do.
I sell health insurance, and health insurance.
And you do a great job at it.
I'm telling you, WIND has brought me more clients and satisfied clients and the repeat clients. Fantastic response.
Awesome.
I am grateful.
What exactly do you do?
I sell health insurance, PPO plans, to people, major medical plans that do not comply with the Affordable Care Act, which is not affordable. I sell plans without the mandatory maternity coverage, and that saves approximately $400 a month, $300 to $400 per month per adult. So a husband and wife would save $600 to $800 a month, less in premiums.
Wow.
And the plans do not comply with the Affordable Care Act. They do have underwriting, and most people that I get are between the ages of 50 and 64.
Yeah. I've been doing mortgages for 31 years. But I went off on my own for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And it was right about when all this took place.
Yes.
So I'm thinking, okay, the Affordable Care Act mm-hmm. is going to be affordable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because my premiums kept raising. And if you're out there, you own a business, mm-hmm. You're a 1099 employee, you have your own insurance. Or
mm-hmm.
Listen, here's what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
So my insurance went, it was awesome premiums back
sure.
then.
Yeah.
It was $500, $600. I have me, my wife, and three kids. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It went from $500. Maybe 700
mm-hmm.
to 800.
Mm-hmm.
Then it went to this Affordable Care Act stuff kicked in, and everybody's thinking, okay, it's needed because insurance premiums just keep, you know, quadrupling over the next 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we need this.
Sure.
So then it comes about.
Sure.
And now my premium, at that point, my premiums went from, I think, $500, $600, $700 to about mm-hmm. 800 to 1200 to 1500.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think they were going to change again to 1800. And then that's when actually a couple of people said, you got to talk to Tom.
Wait till January.
So
it's going up again.
So I pay now, mm-hmm. right now, about $1,500 a month.
Uh-huh.
Or I don't anymore. I concluded that about a year ago.
Uh-huh.
But it was going to be $1,500 a month,
yeah.
$18,000 deductible.
Yeah.
So basically, everything's out of my pocket.
Yes.
I have to go to a specific person to get my health care.
Yes.
To get to that person, I have to go through one or two consultations to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm paying all the way through to, you know, if I got a cold, I have to go to five different people to get to the doctor,
mm-hmm.
and I paid $50 out of my pocket for every one of those cases.
Mm-hmm.
So add it up, $1,500 a month, I have to gross about $2,000 a month in income, $24,000
sure.
a year,
sure,
just to pay my health benefits.
Yes, correct.
That's real affordable. I got two kids in college, a wife, a house, a car.
And one other kid.
Yeah. So
it's not cheap.
How did it ever get the name Affordable Care Act? Help us, because this is a train wreck.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, basically, I don't defend the Affordable Care Act, but in one sense, if you have pre-existing conditions like insulin-dependent diabetes, sure. if you're height and weight, if you're way overweight, which a lot of Americans are, there's no underwriting guidelines. Everybody, it's like Medicare for all in a sense,
okay.
but it's soaking you millions of dollars. I mean, it's insane. Your deductibles are like $7,900, okay? Here's a 63-year-old woman. With the cheapest plan under the ACA, it's going to cost her $900 a month.
Her Social Security wouldn't even be $900.
There you go. And she's got a $7,900 deductible, and she's perfectly healthy. I've got her on a plan with a $2,500 deductible, 100% after the deductible,
okay.
and that's $444 a month. Now, more than a half savings.
You saved her heating bill and her electric bill for the month.
Correct. I'm basically giving her the savings to pay her deductible,
yeah.
this, that, and the other thing, and it's through a great company. It's got $2 million worth of coverage. It does not comply with Obamacare, most people call me. They don't want Obamacare. They say, get me out of this.
It's nuts. So who's it affordable to? I mean, so, okay, let's...
Bernie Sanders.
I want to say, here's the package of people that it's good for, mm-hmm. because it's... horrible.
Yes.
So the intention was what?
Yeah. Well, the big thing is the pre-existing conditions. I had a gentleman last night who was really kind of up against it. He's a recovering alcoholic. Yeah. He's got diabetes. He's got pancreatic cancer. It's all pre-existing conditions are accepted under the Affordable Care Act. If you want to know who it helps, it helps people like this. If I get calls like that, I'm certified to sell the Affordable Care Act. I give them the prices. I say, I will help you out. I will work through with you on the premium tax credits. If you qualify, I will do a three-way on the exchange to help get this person enrolled in Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. So if people have pre-existing conditions, I advise them and we go to the Affordable Care Act. If they don't, number one, age is 19 to 64, both male and female are paying for mandatory maternity coverage, and that runs about $300 to $400 per person per month.
So basically, insurance confuses the heck out of me, and I think that's the intention of it. So the Affordable Care Act, the way it sounds is mm-hmm. it's great for those with pre-existing, you know, conditions.
Yes.
And God bless you. I hope I'm not disrespecting anybody there. But my premiums are so bad.
Yeah. And you're healthy.
Now I'm paying $20,000 a year
plus your deductibles,
and I'm healthy. Mm-hmm. There's got to be a better way to help those that are in need, and mm-hmm. Maybe this isn't probably the show to do that. You know where I'm going with this,
right? But
I don't want to disrespect anybody. It's if you're down on your luck, I have no problem helping people,
right?
You know, with whatever benefits there are. But it shouldn't go on for the rest of our lives
Correct.
That I have to pay all this money because I don't mind paying a little extra, but
sure.
my health benefits keep quadrupling. Mm-hmm. If you're in Illinois, your taxes, my gas taxes are going
up. Yeah.
They're going to now start taxing, soda.
Sure.
All of a sudden. So I think I'm paying more than my fair share.
I would say you are.
So what do we do?
Well, the whole thing is that I get people out. How many children do you have? You have three children. You don't need maternity coverage anymore, but yet
I hope to God I don't.
Well, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, whatever. But it's approximately $300 to $400 for you and $300 to $400 for your wife that you are paying for maternity coverage on the Affordable Care Act, and you don't need it.
Right.
At $600 to $800 of savings.
Okay.
And it's a great plan. One plan is $2 million. And per person for coverage. Yes, you have to go through underwriting, but I'm telling you, I have repeat customers thanks to WIND and the advertising, and people love it. They love the plan. They just want to get out of the Affordable Care Act. I do that all day long.
Okay. So coming up in the next segment,
yes,
I want to talk about other things you do and how do people get in touch with you, because mm-hmm. even if you have benefits,
mm-hmm.
and I know you. Mm-hmm. You're not a hard sell guy.
No, I'm
you're kind of like me.
Yeah.
It's like, if I can help you with a mortgage, call mm-hmm. me. I'll give you what I can or can't do.
Sure.
All I'm asking is just call and try. I mean, if you could cut, like that senior citizen, the 63-year-old lady, if you could cut her premiums in half from 900 to 400 and something.
444, she's healthy.
What could you do for somebody? And I'm not the only one paying $1,500 a month.
Oh, God, no.
So if you could take somebody like myself and take them from, you know, say $1,200, $1,300, $1,400 a month to 600.
I hear you.
That's a car payment or a student loan payment.
Or a mortgage
payment. That's a whole different avenue there.
Oh, no,
so,
you got it.
So what's the best way? How do people get you?
Oh, they can call me at 630-863-3477. That's 630-863-3477. I am available 7 days a week, and I do see people on Saturdays and Sundays.
Awesome.
So it's service. We are in the service business.
Right.
You're in the mortgage business.
Yep.
I'm in the health insurance business. We're in the service business.
We got to be on call.
And we are on call, and I love it. I love it because I'm helping people.
Right. That's exactly the way I feel.
Yeah.
Exactly the way I feel. You don't know strong arm tactics?
Nope.
We'll tell you what we can or can't do.
This is what I have for you.
All right, Tom. We're going to be back with Tom. But if you have any questions for Tom or myself, we're going to make this simple. It's a toll-free number to reach us. 833-DAN-FRIO. It's the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. So we tried to find that jingle where you can, if you're driving or whatever, you can remember this. 833-DAN-FRIO. So thanks for tuning in. We will be right back.
Now, more of the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. Coming up, we're going to talk about Dave Ablin. He's a realtor friend of mine that he's going to give us some insight on buying homes and why people sit on the fence. And then we're going to go over the mortgage news of the week. And it's a small little caption. Again, this is the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I want to plug in a little bit of mortgage information for those that are really interested in that. And then, unfortunately, we're going to talk about the Bears, and then I'm going to end with a credit hack. But right now, we got Tom Mirabelli.
And I'm a Yankee fan.
There you go.
I'm a Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris fan.
There you go.
Yogi Berra.
So I'll be blunt. I'm probably a bad interviewer when it comes to insurances because I'm a complete idiot at this.
Oh, you are.
But unfortunately, I think a lot of people are. So
confusing.
Who's your typical client? Who's a typical call? Is there such thing as a typical caller or client?
Well, yes and no. People call me like the kids get out of college. They need a gap plan. That's my short-term major medical plan with no maternity. Works out perfectly for them. You can buy it from 30 days to 6 months, blah, blah, blah. Okay. But then I get people. For example, you know, like I have a client who wanted to go with a short-term plan. He was paying $1,375 a month on the ACA, and I got him down to $668 per month with $2 million worth of coverage.
So I'm not the only one getting hosed.
No.
$1,300.
And it's going up in January.
Again, $1,300. You have to make $2,000 gross before taxes.
And at $1,375 has a $7,900 deductible for the husband, same for the wife, and one of the children. You know, it's three deductibles and you're done. You'll have $15,000 total out of pocket for the family. I don't know if that's going up in January. It might.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, it will. Because what we just said, that the most people that take advantage of this program are needing it really bad.
Yes.
And then the healthier people, and again, I'm not trying to disrespect anybody, but I mean, we're getting killed. We're getting killed. And I didn't mean to interrupt what you were talking about.
The people 50 and over, what do they need maternity for?
Right.
They're getting hosed on that,
right.
Theoretically. Yeah. And that takes them all the way to age 64. The 63-year-old I told you about a minute ago, where we were saving her half from 900 to 444, she's paying $400 for maternity coverage. What does she need maternity coverage for at 63?
So you took the one person from 13-something to what?
668.
So half.
The big thing is that the plan I offered him has a $2,500 deductible, 100% coverage after the $2,500.
So let me give you an example of what happened to me.
Yeah.
When I had the affordable care junk, my son broke his leg. So not only was I paying almost $1,500 a month in my payment, my deductible was $20,000.
Right.
So I had to pay $20,000 for his surgery and pins and all this other stuff. So not only did I have to pay $20,000 for that, I had to continue to pay my deductible.
Yes.
So I paid $20,000 plus $18,000 for my monthly. You follow my math here?
I got
like $40,000 in medical bills two, 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And so, that's the leading cause of bankruptcy, too, in this country.
Okay. So so what do you have to make on that? So I had to make $60,000-ish dollars.
Yeah.
To just pay that
bill.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't mean to
correct.
No,
you're correct.
It ticks me off.
Oh, it should.
So keep going. Keep giving us examples of where you're helping people.
Well, and again, it's the savings on maternity coverage. That's the big thing.
Okay.
And even, I'm not saying 50 and up, you know, people 30, 35, people who don't want children, they like that idea where they're not paying maternity coverage for a medical necessity that they don't need.
Self-employed people.
Yes.
What should they do?
Well, what do they want to do? They want to save money. If they have pre-existing conditions, I would be an advocate for the ACA.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Remember, there's no penalty any longer. That's what President Trump did. He got rid of the penalty for not having the Affordable Care Act, which saves a ton of money.
Okay.
You know, so that's gone. And then the unfortunate part about it is January, these prices are going up again, and I have not received any information from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois on what the increase is going to be for the open enrollment, which is right around the corner. Open enrollment is November 1st, right after Freedom Summit.
Yeah.
You know, and it goes from November 1st to December 15th, and your policies under the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, are going to be effective January 1st.
So the best thing to do is call Tom.
630-863-3477.
There's the plug. There's the plug. So now when you first walked in, we started talking about kind of my parents.
Yeah.
My parents are way up in age.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 54.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are in their mid to late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do with that?
Well, there's long-term care policies that cover nursing home care and home assistant care, okay, home health care. Medicare and Medicare supplements are a big part of my business, and but they only cover a certain amount of days on nursing home care for folks. Outside of that, you're on your own for home health care and nursing home care.
What drives me nuts in this case is I was talking with, I forget who it was, I think an uncle of mine.
Uh-huh.
They worked their whole life to get their house paid off.
Yep.
Put a little money aside to have a good, you know, life till the end.
Yeah.
Then one had a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
They're losing everything. They basically have their house, you know, is kind of needs to be collateralized because of they need to go. She needs to go into a nursing home. I mean, it's $4,000-$6,000 a month for that.
I hate to say this, but I have clients that are saying, if I get to that position, give me the hemlock.
Yes. And that's seriously. So what? So what does the plan do for those, you know, to save their home, to save their assets? Okay.
Well,
go over that. What should somebody, like in my situation,
My
mom's 85 years old. My dad's 90.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, maybe he's not the best candidate for that, but how do I protect mom?
Well, it's that is basically going to have the $3,000-$5,000, whatever benefit you want to purchase on your long-term care policy. The deductible is not a monetary deductible. It's a waiting period. The longer you wait, you can wait 30 days before you collect benefits, 60 days before you collect benefits. That's your elimination period / deductible. And then after your waiting period is over, then the policy starts paying you whatever benefit you sign up for, $4,000 a month, $5,000 a month, $2,000 a month, whatever the client chooses. Some plans have compounded inflation factors where every month that you don't use it, it goes up 3-4%, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is tailor-made, and there's not one plan fits all.
Nope, I get it. I'm going to start throwing some other questions at you.
Fine.
These are things I honestly have on my mind.
Great.
Life insurance.
Yes.
Term life, whole life.
Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. Whole life builds a cash value. If you are younger, you may want, and you can't save money, it's like a forced savings. So let's say you're 30 years old, 35 years old, you get $1 million policy on a whole life basis. X amount of dollars goes to pay the monthly premium for the life insurance, and then there's a side fund for the cash value.
Okay.
And that builds over time. And I did one for $1 million. I had to tap it for $150,000. That $150,000 was tax-free if you pay it back, but if you cash out on it and don't pay it, then it's taxable. People like that because it's a forced savings.
Got it.
And you've got your advocates and you've got the people who don't want to do that. They say, buy term, invest the difference. Hello, Warren Buffett. You know, so you buy the term, which is substantially cheaper. There's no cash value / side fund. You're just buying pure insurance, which a lot of people buy.
Got it. I have a bazillion other questions for
you.
Sure. So we got to ask you to come back every couple weeks.
I'd be more than happy to.
As we can, because I can sit here all day and talk to this because I don't know this piece of it. And if I'm out there, if I'm, you know, I think I'm pretty educated. Mm-hmm. If I have all these, you know, question marks on this.
Yes.
I can guarantee, you know, 90% of the people out there have the same.
Dan.
So thank
try
you.
95, 99.
So thanks for coming in. Again, tell them, you know, who you are, how to get
Tom Arabaldi, 630-863-3477, 630-863-3477. If I don't answer the phone, leave a message. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you can call me. I will return the call.
Awesome.
My clients are my lifeblood.
Awesome.
I work for my
clients.
Great
attitude. Great attitude. And they talk to you personally.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
That's what my promos are. All my commercials to say, you know, are you calling that salesperson? Are you calling the guy on the radio, that commercial?
Yeah.
Are you really talking to that person?
Are you that
in
guy?
Your case, in my case, I get that. You probably get it too.
I get it all the time.
They're like, I didn't really realize you were going to be the one answering the phone.
Yep.
Yes, I told you on all the ads and I told you on the station, I answer the phones and I do answer the phones. So God bless you.
I love it.
So
love
when
it.
We come back, don't forget, we're going to have Dave Ablin of HomeSmart Connect when we come back. So God bless. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Update on AM 560. Now, here's your host, Dan Frio.
Welcome back to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And now, special guest, Dave Ablin. Dave's a realtor friend of mine, and he's been doing this a long time. We're kind of old folks in this business, but Dave's a great guy. He can help you buy or sell your home. He specializes in it. Basically, I use Dave. He finds my needle in a haystack. If I have a client that, you know, looking for that specific home, you know, he's not looking to sell you on a home. Dave's looking to find you that home and work with you instead of, it's not his only paycheck for that month. That's what you're going to find with a lot of realtors. They're going to push you into a house. They're going to show you some homes, and then they're going to hard sell you on why that house is great for you, even if you're like, I'm not sure. So thanks, Dave. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate the intro.
So tell them a little bit about you. What do you do? How did you do it? What got you involved? How long you been doing it?
Well, I started a little over 28 years ago, and I did a little bit of financing, and I eventually went into real estate. I like to orchestrate most of the deal between attorneys and mortgage guys and all that to make sure it goes good. I used to do a lot of real estate for many years, you know, in the top 1%, and I kind of burned out. So I do a lot, but I work with who I enjoy working with. I treat my clients like family. I've sold over $235 million. I've done a lot of luxury homes, new construction, first-time clients. I specialize in negotiation. I really look out for my clients and their best interest. And essentially, you spoke before about I don't just sell people anything. I will tell you if I really think the home is a bad choice and try to steer you out of it if it's going to be a bad decision and try to find you something that really fits your needs properly.
And that's what's kind of cool about you is I have so many realtors that'll call me, and I within a minute of talking to them, I'm like, oh boy, I mean, this is just a hard sale.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we got to get this club. We got to do this. You know, what's best for the client? You know, that's what we got to worry about. So here's a question I have for you is there's so many people on the fence of, you know, potentially, and there was a study I just read. There's like 300,000 people in the Chicagoland area that can qualify to buy a home. Why aren't they? What's your take on that?
Well, I think a lot of it is just fear. It's to some people, it's a big decision. They think they're locked in for 30 years. However, it's not like having a child that you are locked in and you should be.
Yeah.
They can sell the home.
Right.
They could rent the home. You know, some places are not rentable, but if you're not sure, you try to find something. And if you need to move out for a job relocation or you get something larger, you could keep the home and rent it as an investment. So there's a lot of other choices that, you know, you're not stuck in the home if you have to be. So I think the fare, it's usually cheaper to own than rent.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you got to eliminate the fare and just go for
it. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. Rent is somebody else's mortgage payment.
Absolutely.
You're paying somebody else's mortgage payment. So they're getting appreciation in the home. They're getting write-offs. They're getting tax benefits. They're getting all of this where, you know, I can understand maybe you don't want to sign a commitment for a 30-year lease.
Yeah.
But still, like you said, you're not tied into this forever. You know, there's not a noose around your neck that you can never get out of.
Absolutely. And I don't think they know all the benefits to owning.
Right. Another area that I think a lot of people just don't know about is programs. Like, do they understand, you know, how much they need as a down payment?
Only when they talk to the right mortgage guy. That's your job.
Right.
You know, we used to do a lot more mortgage stuff to tee up the people and go over things. And now we let the professional do what they do best.
God bless you.
And that's it.
God bless you. Because the realtors that get involved in this and call me four times a day, those deals are train wrecks. Because I'm combating what that realtor's telling them. 99% of the time, the realtor's information is inaccurate. God bless them. They're trying, I guess. They're just messing it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes the wrong realtor or the wrong attorney could kill a deal that both the buyer and seller want. So we have to be careful.
Gotcha. So let me ask you this question. In other companies you hear, they'll come in and they'll put your house up for sale. If it doesn't sell in 30 days, they'll buy it. Other companies go out there and their team covers everybody in the whole world and they can help you. Why Dave?
Well, first of all, I'm reachable. That's a huge thing. You get me, you deal with me. I take care of all the issues. So it's kind of like having a doctor. If they're performing an operation and other issues come up, you want to be able to have somebody that can handle all the issues and get you from the beginning to the end. When or if issues do arise, you've got to have an agent, a realtor that could take, it's not a dire, horrible situation. We could fix most issues.
Right.
There's a cure to most things. And you can't stress out about it.
Right.
Because then you ruin your home purchase or home sale experience. I've done it all. I've seen every issue that there is. And I will find a path to the closing table and look out for your best interest.
Here's why I suggest you. When you're buying a house, things can go wrong and they probably will. If I'm playing football and I have 1 minute on the clock and I have to go down and score, do I want a rookie quarterback that I don't know throwing in the game, or do I want somebody that I know with a proven record that I can put in there and they're going to do everything they possibly can and they have the talents to get you to that end zone? And that's why we choose you. So what's the best way for somebody to get a hold of you?
Well, there's two ways, Dan, and I appreciate the kind words. It's cell phone 847-208-4500, and you could text me or call me. Of course, you can email me dave@daveshouses.com.
Thanks, Dave. Greatly appreciate you coming in. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to go over my mortgage update of the week. Don't turn that dial, because it's great information about, you know, what's going on with the Fed and what's going on with interest rates. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Mortgage Update on AM 560. Now, here's your host, Dan Frio.
And now, the mortgage news by Dan Frio. So what we're going to do in this segment, and we're going to do this every week in a segment, and it's really the reason why you're listening to the show, is the mortgage update with Dan Frio. So don't turn that dial, because I'm going to give you some great information. So if you're out there and you're considering refinancing a home, buying a home, you're a realtor, you're a mortgage advisor, anybody in that realm that wants to follow mortgages, believe it or not, I am even surprised of how many people are really tuned to this. I have a YouTube channel that I just hit, I think, 7,000 subscribers, and I post every night, and I post kind of what went on in that day, And then what I foresee is going to come, you know, basically take place in the next day or two. And a lot of mortgage advisors and realtors watch the show. I can click it, upload the video, refresh it, and probably within 5 minutes I'll have 100 hits. So last week's show, we just hit 1,400 downloads of the podcast. So obviously, hopefully you like the show, but let's get on to what happened today. If you are considering anything in the mortgage realm, buying, refinancing, or have any questions in regards to your mortgage, just to let you know, if you ever listen to my ads, don't stay on the sidelines right now. If you're considering refinancing or buying, and that mortgage rate, you're sitting there on the sidelines saying, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait a little longer. I'm going to see if I can hit that bottom. Don't wait. If the rate goes down over 0.5% within the next 24 months, I will refinance you at no cost to you. No lender fees. Zero. I'll waive all of your lender fees. Now let's get on. What happened this week? And what do I perceive to happen next week? And what's going on with mortgage rates? So all the technicals behind everything, and you hear this, you're bombarded with all this information all day, every day, is Trump's tweets, Trump's war with tariffs with China, the uncertainty in the Middle East. Then we had other information come out last week of manufacturing indexes, manufacturing starting to slow down a little bit. Employment numbers came out. They're pretty good. Income numbers came out. They're really good. So employment is good. Income levels are stable. You know, people are still making good money. And the unemployment rate went down. Okay. So now another thing that we watch is inflation. The consumer price index and the producer price index actually came in lower than the Fed expected. So when we wrap all of this up into a nice little package, it should mean mortgage rates are getting lower and lower and lower. And it gives the Fed room for another rate reduction. Do I see that happening? My perspective, I'm a mortgage advisor. I have been doing this for 31 years now. I don't know if the Fed's going to move right now. I think they're going to sit on the sidelines and not do anything just yet. However, mortgage rates keep getting better. Don't sit on the sideline and try to find the ultimate bottom, because all this information is basically saying that mortgage rates should be the lowest they are. Okay? So here's what happens is you'll hear terminology such as people will flee to safety in investments. Here's what that means. The economy's cooking. Employment's good. There's no uncertainty in the world. If everything is okay, people put all their money in the stock market. They keep buying stocks. They want to watch that thing move up and up and up and up. However, if there's uncertainty, again, the Middle East, tariff wars, impeachment, all this other stuff, people then pull out of stocks, and what do? Flee to safety. What is safety? Bonds and mortgage-backed securities. So as people move out of the stock market and buy bonds and buy mortgage-backed securities, it drives up the price and drives down the yield or the interest rate. So right now, with all the stuff that I just went over, all the kind of the bad news in the world, and you know, the Fed having the ability and the technicals and the data that they could stay still or maybe even reduce rates, it's a perfect environment for mortgage rates. So will mortgage rates go a little bit lower? Maybe. I expect them to stay stable or decrease a little bit. So again, if you're on the sidelines and you're looking to refinance, please look into it. If you have a conventional rate that's over 4.7 or an FHA or VA rate over 4.5, please look into something. Give me a call. The best way to reach me personally for mortgages is 844-775-LOAN. That's 844-775-5626. Or shoot me an email at dfrio, which is F-R-I-O, at parksidelending.com. So that's today's take on what's going on with mortgages and what I foresee coming up. To give me feedback on what you would like me to discuss in the mortgage section of the show, please reach out toll free at 833-DAN-FRIO. That's D-A-N-F-R-I-O. mortgageupdate.io. I'm only going to take, this is the Mortgage Update with Dan Friel, but we only take a segment of the show and go over what's going on in the mortgage market for those that are really interested in mortgage rates, the housing, you know, what would I expect coming up with mortgage rates and what you should do. I have a huge following on YouTube. Like I said, I post every night. People follow me to see, get my advice. Should they lock in rates? Should they float interest rates? What they should do. So I have a big following there. Thank you for those that follow. But when we come up, we're going to talk about the Bears, the disappointment from last week. Thank goodness they have an off week. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Mortgage Update on AM 560. Once again, here's your host, Dan Friel.
Two words. P-U. Dude, it's a big thing in my... Okay, it's Dan Friel, the Mortgage Update.
I'm just now, glad this we segment, can go show off yeah. some other country just how bad the Bears offense is.
You know what? It was, other than the first half, the second half wasn't so bad. Thank goodness for the defense. But I always say, in my office, it's you know, there's guys ranting and raving that this defense could take us to the Super Bowl. And I keep saying... No, they can't, because we can't score, and our quarterback is so unpredictable, no matter who it is, that we don't stand a chance, because the defense is very good, but if they're on the field for 3.5 quarters, they're going to be dead tired.
Yeah, what are you going to add? I mean, the line is okay. The receivers are okay.
Okay, yeah.
You just...
Well, all these other teams are getting these rookies that are just smoking it.
Well, we had one, too.
Yeah, but Trubisky, they got this guy from North Carolina. My son played football for James Madison University the year that he was a senior. James Madison beat North Carolina and Trubisky. He's a big kid, can run, can throw, but it's like, guys, there's guys out there. And then they have a backup that has been in the league for 10 or 12 years that's probably taken 10 snaps in the whole his whole lifetime.
Yeah.
Who's probably happy making his
$2-3 million the next hope.
On the, no way. No.
Yeah, I know.
So,
oh, he's somebody other than this person. He must be great. No.
All I got to say is thank goodness we got a bye week. All right, my credit hack of the day. Look at your credit report, okay? Look at it for accuracy. You could go in and probably find 1, 2, 3 things that are incorrect. You could get those corrected in most cases at no cost and fairly quick. And it could boost your credit scores up 40, 50, 60, maybe 100 points. There might be something on there you have no idea about. When did you last look at your credit report? You know, 1 out of 5 people have misinformation on there. Could be a collection, multiple collections, charge-offs. There's probably something on there that is inaccurate. So here's my advice to you. Go to creditscoresandmore.com. It's plural. creditscoresandmore.com. I introduced this new program to everybody last week. I had over 100 people subscribe to the system that I just got involved with. It's the United Credit Education Services. So on the when you go to creditscoresandmore.com, click step one. Step one is a completely free system that'll show you your credit scores, show you your credit, and give you credit monitoring. There's no strings attached. There it is 100% free. If you really need help, and this is where I had over 100 people subscribe last week, click step 3. Step 3 is going to give you credit restoration, credit building, credit monitoring, identity monitoring, life insurance, debt payment settlements, credit building, budgeting, all of that. There's a one-time setup fee of less than $50, and then it's $89 a month. So let's just say you got credit monitoring, you're talking $50. Identity monitoring, $50. Credit restoration or credit repair, $80, $90, $100 a month. You're already at $200 a month. This system will be half of what you pay for all those other services. So get rid of those others and use this. Go to creditscoresandmore.com. That system is step 3. Click on it. Special thanks out today to Tom Maraboli. I also want to say thank you to Dave Ablin. He's a realtor partner of ours that helps out hundreds of our clients. The next one is our sponsors, Gary Hall of RE/MAX. Thank you, Gary, for being a part of the show every couple weeks and sponsoring the show. Pat Noon of PJN Financial. If you want to get the IRS off your ASS, give Pat a call. Stuart Ramirez, he's also another realtor partner of ours that he is phenomenal at helping you find that house, that needle in a haystack. Thank you, Stuart, for being a part of the show. I want to say thank you for everybody tuning in. This is Dan Frio, the Mortgage Update. We will be back next week, same time, same place. God bless. Have a great week.